this is Karen Goulart, features writer for SearchCIO.com. With me today is SearchCIO.com IT Leadership Awards finalist Eric Holley, CIO of Utah State University in Salt Lake City. It was Eric's success in bringing together centralized and decentralized IT at USU by creating shared services, common standards, and engendering a culture of voluntary participation that made him one of this year's finalists. You can read all about his work at SearchCIO.com. But today, Eric is joining me to share some of his insights on technology issues in education and across industries. Thank you for joining me, Eric.
Very happy to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Sure. So, being that you're a successful Leadership Awards finalist, our listeners would like to hear, I think, a little bit about how you go about solving problems. So, I'd like to ask, what was your biggest challenge in the last 6 months, and how are you addressing it?
The biggest challenge, not just in the last 6 months, but I think it's going to be the next 6 months, too. and that's adapting to the fast pace of change. And they're really not technology problems. Technology, quite frankly, is in many cases the easy part. Mm-hmm. It's working with people and organizations to make things happen and ensure that the people in the organizations are relevant into the future. So, for example, we are strategizing here in the state of Utah how to better leverage shared services and the cloud, both buzzwords that I won't go into detail in our short time today. Explaining, but when we talk about shifting into infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, or software as a service, and then sharing those services between institutions, it's fairly common for people to feel threatened both by the change and by the idea that their jobs may be changing.
Right.
So some of the biggest challenges are around defeating the silo, changing the way we've always done it, and not being threatened by the future. And so we're taking some baby steps in creating a private cloud in the state of Utah and encouraging our technical staff to get their feet wet in being less involved in infrastructure and more involved in services, eventually getting them to the point where they're more comfortable in being systems integrators rather than orderers and assemblers of hardware,
right.
moving them up the value chain. And so we're starting right now a formal initiative by selecting some of our star systems administrators on the infrastructure side and getting them comfortable with giving up some of the hardware pieces in training and extending their knowledge. This also extends to the people who will use the shared services and making them feel comfortable that their data is secure, that their processes are better than ever if we can deploy them in a more cost-effective, centralized, shared service scenario. I can go into a fair amount of detail on specifics, but that's a brief introduction into some of the biggest challenges we're working on right now.
And how is that working out so far?
So far, there's nervousness.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
We've joined together the technical staff of Weber State University, University of Utah, Utah Valley University, and Utah State University, all diverse technical staff with very specific technical background, and these are staff who are used to ordering their own servers, their own vendor relationship, the traditional way of building infrastructure, and we're asking them to come together and to not talk about Cisco versus HP versus Dell. Those aren't strategic conversations. We're essentially asking them, you folks come together and we're going to make you stars in the state. Your names are going to be the people behind the first successful collaboration between institutions in IT services. So we want you to think above the traditional technical fights and start thinking about services that we could work together. And there's some nervousness because it's making them change their thought and be less worried about, you know, systems administrations, Dell, HP, and Cisco, and more worried about, okay, how can we architect these services in such a way that we can meet the collective needs of our three institutions in one particular area, and make it comfortable for people. They're excited about the challenge because they're leaders, and that's one of the core pieces. You know, give people an opportunity to become a leader and show how it can be done rather than be drug kicking and screaming into it. And so that's been one of the big successes is, you know, this is an opportunity to become a star in the system of higher education in the state by showing how we can do it instead of waiting and being drug into this world of, you know, cloud and shared service infrastructure.
Wow.
So the other point behind this big project is not just to help change the mindset of the technology staff and move them up the layer chain to areas of higher value. It's also to demonstrate to the state of Utah that we can be more efficient in higher education and work together. Why do we need to duplicate, so many services? And so our hope is that this will also demonstrate to the Utah State Board of Regents and our legislature that these are initiatives worth supporting and to prove that we can work together. So we hope that this will turn into funding and turn into cost savings for the taxpayers of Utah while changing our technical staff.
Who wouldn't like that?
You know, those are the goals, and I think we can make it work. There's a lot of opportunity and some pretty low-hanging fruit in this project. So,
this is Karen Goulart with CertCIO.com. I've been speaking with Eric Hawley, CIO of Utah State University, CertCIO.com's IT Leader of the Year. In the second part of this podcast, Mr. Hawley discusses the role of IT in the use of technology to create a competitive business advantage. In the final segment, he offers his unique perspectives on mobility, BYOD policy, and what he sees as the biggest risk facing higher education today. I hope you'll join us. To hear these segments and to read more about Mr. Hawley's award-winning work, please go to searchcio.com.